Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Seaburn moves to second. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Seaburn moves to third. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive towards first. Thornberry catches it and steps on first to double up Malzone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Snyder scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Nixon reaches third base with a triple. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clinton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-0 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brewer strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Herbert reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Herbert moves to third. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herbert scores. Lump moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Jerry Casale now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herbert bunts towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Lump reaches second base with a double. Hamlin scores. It's 10-0, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-4 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Ted Williams. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Athletics. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Athletics. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.